Some students going to D.C. public schools face issues including crime, overcrowded classrooms, and lack of motivation. All this affects their test scores, which are among the lowest in the nation. Congress until recently was offering funding for the D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program. The program allows students to attend private schools, but is in danger of ending. If that happens, there will be no more money for current recipients of the voucher. Straight Up Urban Voice Junior Calvin Jackson explains how this could affect their achievement.
The school that I go to now is safer than Bridges Academy, and it has more studying in the school than Bridges. And in Bridges, I used to fail a lot, but in the school that I am in now, brought my grades up.
16-year-old Rashawn Williams goes to Academia de la Recta Porter. He is merely one student who found success through a voucher program that allowed him an alternative to D.C. public schools. The D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program, or DCOSP, is a 5-year pilot that has allowed more than 2,500 D.C. students of all ages to attend private schools with the voucher. The government program granted vouchers of up to $7,500. Congress voted this spring not to extend funding for it.
You know, the controversy is one that's been long. There are a lot of myths surrounding scholarships and vouchers. But you know something, at the end of the day, the only thing that's important is not the controversy, it's not the politics, it's the fact that kids need to have an opportunity to do well in schools, period.
That's Virginia Walden Ford. She was the pioneer in lobbying for the establishment of DCOSP. That goal was realized in 2003. Today, she leads a choir of parents and students to save the 1,300 who are currently receiving vouchers. In the Heritage Foundation documentary, Let Me Rise, parent Carmen Halassi recognizes the program as a channel to a better future.
I could see my daughter, you know, 5-10 years from now graduating. I could see my daughter not being on the poverty level that I've been through. I could see that this Opportunity Scholarship is working and will work.
Program critics argue that DCOSP violates the Establishment Clause in the Constitution because taxpayer dollars are being used to assist students entering religious schools. In 2002, the Supreme Court divisively disagreed, saying parents decide what school to spend the money on, not the government. The Obama administration's 2011 budget proposal will only allot $9 million for current recipients of the DCOSP. Once that money is expended, there will be no more funding.
I read something in the paper that said President Obama said that he's going to protect the kids till they graduate. And that's just not true. And they need to stop saying that. The money that's allocated for this program will not protect the kids till they graduate. So stand up and for real say it. You know, let us know if there's going to be money available for the children beyond the 2011-12 school year.
Walden Ford vows that she will continue to fight for school choice, even when she is handicapped in a wheelchair.
It's been incredible for me, and I could not have asked for more. That's why I am so passionate, and that's why I will fight until I can't fight anymore for these kids, because I think that, you know, a lot of times people say African-American and Hispanic low-income children cannot learn. But I say you put children in an environment where expectations are high and where people care whether they learn or not, they will more than meet your expectations.
The National Center for Education evaluation of the program showed there was some success as there was a significant increase in reading test scores, though other core areas remain virtually the same compared to public schools. Still, parents felt more involved in their children's academic life and more comfortable with their children's safety at their private schools. Calvin Jackson, Straight Up Urban Voice.